In fact, especially when the incident happened in day one and I was monitoring, mm-hmm. it was a very unfortunate situation because the key government leaders, starting from president, the first vice president, and the vice president expressed that what happened, they were not aware, and this is a happened outside. That's why it followed immediate communique to the media, which is step one, the first step that indicates the seriousness of our leaders to see to that, you know, the South Sudanese people will not go back to war. And this message, I repeated the same message to the River State and all the people, starting from the my cabinet and my people, the members of the parliament, you know, the chiefs and all the people of Ye, I appeal to them that the situation actually has come to normality, and the leadership have already issued, present an order, you know, establishing a committee to investigate the issue. And, you know, it is really very unfortunate because if the leaders are saying they don't know what happened, and that's why they had wanted to ensure that those people who had created this situation must be investigated and brought into book. I think that is a step forward that I want to mention here, that this has indicated the seriousness of our leadership to make sure that this one. And now, what happened this morning is very unfortunate also.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very unfortunate that even all of us in South Sudanese, you know, what is reading this front. The people from South Sudan, from the north to the south, east to west, all the people are your deputation. Nobody is ready for any renewed fight among the people of South Sudan.
Yes.
And I want to mention here, honestly, that nobody even is ready to speak with that this kind of crisis continue.
Okay,
and if
yes, yes, if I have to, sorry for interruption, if yes. you have to appeal for the people who are now fighting and carrying guns, and what will your appeal be to them?
My appeal is the same leadership actually to pass messages to the people and tell them, and also inform those who are carrying arms to fight each other, you know. And my message is, you know, the leadership who have signed the agreement and formed the government, Brazil government on national unity, must stick in a peaceful way of solving the problem. Because, you know, the war does not help us as South Sudanese. And I'm appealing that our leadership stick into their stand and again call upon those who have taken up arms. And particularly, for me, I feel, you know, the IO and the government of South Sudan are brothers and sisters of the same country. And whatever the difference is, actually, for me, I'm asking, I'm really pleading that this will not help us because the innocent children, women, and so on will suffer. I don't blame anybody. I think the two people, you know, the leadership should really call for people to lay other arms so that people will go for a new discussion that could quell this situation that is happening in Juba. And when you say, the people here in Juba are depending on the market. Even in Yei, a huge number of vehicles that are bringing food for people of Juba now has been stopped somewhere. They are not able to reach the food for the people. And I'm appealing, this is our people, and let us really speak. And me, I want to appeal to my colleagues who are the governors and the key people that let us join our hands and make sure that the fight that has erupted this morning should come to an end so that people could move for any means. Nobody will come from outside that will come and help us out. And I really want to reiterate appealing to the leaders of our country that this, now today there is no water, there is no market, and there is no anything. And people are running here and they don't know where they are running. And again, I want to appeal even to those who have taken up arms and who are in the bushes and so on. There is nothing that war that people could say we want to want a war that would not help. Let us remember, we are put in one place as the 64 tribes, and nobody can say another tribe will go out. We belong to the same country, and we have to be together and make sure that we have to reach dialogue among ourselves. And I think this is my particular appeal. And again, I want to repeat to my people the sense of VA. As the next 4 years, I've passed the message to you, and I'm passing the same message, my people of VA. You are peaceful people, and always you are looking into how people could stay in coexistence. And I'm appealing to you that some of the other media, you know, some of the other social media that are passing messages in a telephone, in internet, and so on. People of you, you must remain calm. You must not really intimidate anybody, any South Sudanese who is in the territory of Ye River State might never be victimized because we are the son and daughter of one country. And I want to appeal as a government. I don't see that anybody is intimidated, whether in the towns of Kajukiji, Morogo, Ye, and Laya, no. And I repeat, no.
Okay.
No, any other person can be pointed because you are from this right and so on. You are one right, you are one nation. And my message is really we have to reach, the leaders have to reach a peaceful way of handling this issue that is happening. And the people of Juba, I am your brother, and I have been working in the government for quite a long time. And you should really work together and make sure that the people cannot break into tribal areas and so on. So I feel to you that the utmost thing that has been done by our leadership must continue so that the people may get messages in this or early tomorrow so that this thing is brought to an end.